USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The market volatility surrounding GameStop that began with wild swings in the price of GameStop stock last month opened a new chapter Thursday. A House Financial Services Committee hearing with questions of players involved in major aspects of the story. YouTube investment podcaster Keith Gill, also known as Roaring Kitty.
I am not an institutional investor, nor am I a hedge fund. I'm just an individual whose investment in GameStop and posts on social media were based upon my own research and analysis.
Robinhood CEO Vlad Tevin.
Look, I'm sorry for what happened. I apologize. And Robinhood as an organization will learn from this and improve to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Keith Gill faces a proposed class action lawsuit alleging that he misrepresented himself as an amateur investor and manipulated the market for personal profit. Thanks for listening. And TGIF, we are USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA, and there are efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
New York State Assemblyman Ron Kim's assertion this week that Governor Andrew Cuomo threatened to destroy him in a spat over the state's nursing home crisis. The two Democrats have engaged in a public war of words over a phone call last week. Mr. Kim is seeking to revoke Governor Cuomo's power.
It's a move to revoking some of those emergency powers would be a move back towards normalcy in a time when proper checks and balances exist in government.
There is no recall system for voters in New York State to remove an elected official. Governor Cuomo's aide, Melissa DeRosa, admitted to a cover-up at Cuomo's office on COVID-19 deaths at nursing homes. The Biden administration said Thursday that it was ready to hold talks with other world powers and Iran to discuss Tehran's nuclear program, marking a first step in a possible diplomatic deal in which Washington could re-enter the 2015 Iranian nuclear agreement. The senior State Department official suggested that it was up to the Iranians whether they would accept the EU invitation. There was no immediate response from Iranian leaders. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
One country is fighting period poverty. USA Radio News' Wendy King has more.
New Zealand will be providing free access to menstrual products in schools beginning in June, according to government officials. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the program will provide education and products to all women in all schools. The program is aimed at combating period poverty, a term described in situations where people who need products are unable to afford them. Last year, Scotland became the first country to provide free access to menstrual products nationwide, and in 2018 made menstrual hygiene products for free for students at all schools and universities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
NASA did the country a solid Thursday when they landed an astrobiology rover on Mars.
This is why it's so important to congratulate the NASA workforce. They landed in the Jezero crater, but not just in the Jezero crater, at the River Delta. There is evidence of an ancient river there, and that River Delta that flows into the crater, which used to be a lake bed. Landing in that is one of the hardest things NASA has ever done, and it appears, as of right now, it appears that they have successfully done that. The reason that matters is if there is a chance to find signs of ancient life, that is the place to find it. So this is a very exciting day for NASA, for the United States, and certainly from me. Congratulations to the amazing work of the NASA team.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.